Today is Wednesday, the 7th of May, in the third week of Eastertide.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra.
Giuliano Ravenello sings Pater Noster, the Our Father. As you listen to this played twice through, you might like to say the Lord's Prayer as we begin our time of reflection today.
Sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitti nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem.
Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Sed libera nos a malo.
That day, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went from place to place, proclaiming the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to what was said by Philip, hearing and seeing the signs that he did, for unclean spirits, crying with loud shrieks, came out of many who were possessed. And many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. So there was great joy in that city.
Here, terrifying scenes of persecution with Saul as the chief perpetrator. Take a moment to sit with these scenes, however difficult. The awful truth is that this level of persecution of believers persists today. Pray for our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church today. Praying in this way is a part of our calling. What courage they had to keep going in spreading the gospel. And what courage they have today. There might be something specific you would like to pray for these brave ones who are close to God's heart. You can do that now. Listen to the passage again, and this time, focus on Saul. You know how his personal story develops, but don't move on too quickly. Acknowledge how dark he has become before any transformation takes place. Consider the God he will encounter.
That day, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went from place to place, proclaiming the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to what was said by Philip, hearing and seeing the signs that he did, for unclean spirits, crying with loud shrieks, came out of many who were possessed. And many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. So there was great joy in that city.
In these closing moments, you might want to pray for anyone close to you whom you long to encounter Jesus. Bring them in your prayerful imagination to that place. Thank you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.